Okay, I guess we'll find out. Oh, well. Okay, so moving right along. For whatever reason, Spirit wants you to know to hold your space energetically. There's something very important that you're learning through that process of learning how to hold your power, learning how to like align, I'm looking at like your stakes going into the ground, and it's sort of like no one can touch me, no one can move me. It's gonna show up, it's gonna come to play, and you're gonna be like, oh, that's what Nicole was talking about. Okay, so just know that. And let me see what else, one moment please. And say your first name again.
Christy.
And say it one more time.
Christy.
Trust your dreams. You're dreaming in like your next event, your next trip, your next something. So when you wake up from a dream and be like, oh, you know, I just dreamt this, that would be really cool if I, and Spirit's like, and please go do that. So you're gonna be bringing in like your next trips. Like you don't ever really logically have to know what to do anymore. You actually dream in the information. And that dream just kind of sits there, almost like percolating in your field until like you it clicks and you remember. Also be aware that the Spirit is like so trying to help you. So you'll have the like energetic energy or imprint from your dream, and they are leading you to then see, something on Facebook or something where you're gonna see dream imagery that's symbolic of that which you received in your dream to kind of wake you up and be like, oh yeah. And you follow the energetic pull of things. Forget rational, who cares? Because that's not how you play. That's not how you roll. Follow intuition, follow your heart. And
cool.
I love
thank
you.
Thank you, good message. Forget the rational, I like it.
And so good to see you, it really is.
Me too.
Much love, sweetheart. Okay, so moving right along, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, Michigan. Where in Michigan are you?
Rochester, north of Detroit.
Awesome. I don't see snow or anything there. Okay, that's good to know.
It's so beautiful. It's perfect weather.
Awesome.
So nice. My best and highest, please.
Okay. Oh my God. I've got these like... I don't know what they are, to be honest, but I closed my eyes and I just saw like someone just moving along. So you got some friends today that, whatever it is, it was really cool to see. I'll just leave you at that. All right, so let me see how I can help, sweetheart. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Julie.
All right, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm getting all this accurately. One moment, sweetheart. Okay, we're gonna try that one more time. And say your first name again.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
You got some good energy coming, my friend. You got some really good energy. Oh God, I don't like when psychics do this. I really don't. But you're the one looking for like a really good guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one's coming up. I feel like one's coming up. And I hate when psychic session hate, but I don't want to interfere with divine will, because then if it's on your mind, that's maybe not always so good. So give me one quick second. Julie, say your name one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. You've been doing your work. You've been doing your work, really, about first things first, attending to your own growth, opening up to like your own good self-image, opening up to self-love, like all the correct things. And I'm literally looking at like a personal trainer, if they had like a checklist, like, okay, did that, and just like going down the checklist. So the compliment goes to you in terms of you really are mastering, like your inventory. I do feel like there are opportunities stirring for you in terms of, I'm not going to tell you what I heard. Well, I guess we're all over 18. It'll be good. It'll be very good, actually. There is something coming up on the horizon. So I'll just say that. But here's the thing. Stay focused on you. Stay focused on you. Because ultimately, that's what's going to make you happy. Because you know how relationships are. It's like, they're good until the other person gets into their ego and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So your job is to like stay committed to your program. That's the bottom line. And say your name again.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Yeah, the compliment just goes to you. I just feel like your message is just to keep, where are you? There you are. Your message is to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on into, you know, like your t-shirts, like wear the strong something. It's like, that's just how I feel about you right now. Like you really are developing strength and aptitude in the right places in terms of valuing the self, appreciating the self, honoring the self, not being like codependent on other people's whatevers, and keep doing that. And I do feel someone entering your field for whatever it's worth.
Thank you.
And if that feels like fun to me.
Good. I need it.
All right.
All right.
And we're all coming over to get that good energy from you, too. All right. Enjoy Michigan, honey.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, Valerie.
I am going to let them say what they need to say.
Okay. Yeah, you're communing with those from other realms, because I literally see, like, the way we used to see Martians, you know, with like the headgear and like an astronaut kind of gear. That's what I'm looking at, and I am getting the double confirmation that you are attuning to other interdimensional species. You are receiving the signals. I don't know if you're conscious of it or not, if you have a feeling, if you have an inclination, if you think you're seeing something out of the corner of your eye. Whatever it is, they want to say yes, it's real. It is occurring. So let me see what we want to say about all of that. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
They need your help. They need your help. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
A little bit of it, I'm just kind of like looking around the room, seeing how to help you figure this out. Okay, so let me just start babbling. First of all, they are making contact with you. Second of all, you are receiving that contact on some level. But they're trying to help it become crystal clear, and I'm literally looking at them taking like a crystal glass and kind of hitting it, you know, makes that beautiful sound. So it has to do with, and Valerie, say your name one more time.
Valerie.
I keep trying different things with you to see what works. Basically, what I'm trying to get you to do is to stop attending to Valerie. Stop attending to, you know, Valerie did this when she was 4 years old, and then she did this when she was 12. Like that whole linear game, almost. That whole linear game. I'm just going to break out of channeling for a second to explain this, because I think it may help. So I was having a bit of a day with a judgment I had towards somebody. And I was really aware that I only judge myself, so it really needed to be dismissed. So the way I did it was I realized I was judging them because I was buying into them being a linear being by the name that I know them of. And so I just dropped that whole thing, and I just really saw them as like a fellow spiritual traveler, and really seeing them as just a spirit. And from there, no more judgment. That's what they're asking you to do regarding your own self. To witness your own self as, God, I gotta be really careful because you are so powerful. And so what it is your ego's powerful too, because you hold so much power, you specifically. So when I say things and I try things out, your ego just grabs them. I'm like, don't do that, don't do that. So hold on, sweetheart, and say your name one more time.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
Like, you're going to have to play with this, but, like, maybe even try and giving yourself a spiritual name for, like, a little bit and just seeing how that works. And even if that doesn't work, to play with the awareness that you're much more than Valerie. And it's that aspect of self that's much more than Valerie that easily plays in the garden of interdimensional communication. I mean, just easily, because you're there anyway. And what will end up happening is you're clairaudient, and when I tune into you, you start hearing them, but it sounds very muffled to me. So when it first comes in, it's almost like you're hearing them, but as if they're in a different room with the door closed. So you hear it, but it's very muffled. As you give yourself permission to be restored, you're going to hear them like they're sitting at the table. No biggie. So just so you know, to confirm, you're not waiting on them anymore. They have arrived. They're waiting on you to dream in the possibility that you can do this. It's written in the stars that you're going to do this. I mean, it's your destiny. So we're kind of down to almost like fine tuning. The way it's always been presented to me when I was learning to channel, and still am, you know, learning how to reach different levels, is that they can come down to us and then we go up to them, and somehow there's a meeting, and that's what they're working with you on. So they're coming down and they're like, okay, your turn now. So you're learning how to adjust. And it's a little bit of going up. And to me, it feels more like expansiveness of opening up, like beyond what you attend to, if that makes sense. You know, beyond attending to what's in the linear. But play with it. Try having a spiritual name, because that just takes you out of that whole linear belief system that works for you, I feel like. All right, I will leave you with that for today. You're welcome. All right, Miss Tammy.
Hi.
I'm great, thank you. How can we help you?
Just hoping for a message.
Well, hope no longer. One moment, please. Nice to see you. Yeah, you're another one that's just loved by spirit. Oh my gosh. It's almost like you're a queen and you've got ladies in waiting or something. They just adore you. All right, so let me see what your message is. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Tammy.
One moment, please. I'm just going to go a little bit higher. Okay, so we're going to try that one more time and say your first name.
Tammy.
God. For whatever, when I tune into you, I'm getting interference. So give me 1 second. I figured out what it is. I'm getting so psychic. What it is, it's I'm on someone's mind and I can feel them. It's so funny. I feel their energy calling out for me. Gosh, it's weird. Like, we're really changing, and my gifts change accordingly. So let me just clear that out so I can attend to you. One moment. All right, 3 times a charm, Tammy. And say your first name.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
Say it one more time, sweetheart.
Tammy.
Thank you. Gosh, it took so long to receive your message. I just want to be sure I'm accurate, and I'm pretty sure I am. Tammy, say your name one more time.
Tammy.
There's something that you have an opportunity to open up, and it seems daunting, and it seems like it's like really, really hard, but they're saying it's like a tin can. Like if it's in a tin can, like almost like a can of sardines or something. Yeah, it's like beyond the opaque material, so you can't see it. So it is out of your reach, you are correct. However, how hard is it to open a tin can? No problem, get a can opener, poof, it's open. So there is something that you're discovering or seeking or retrieving. So let me see if I can tell you what is in that tin can. But the first part of it is to understand very pliable material easily opened. So don't let, what do I want to say to you? Don't let distance intimidate you, because they're saying like, they're showing me like a magician, like now you see it, now you don't. So it's sort of like now you don't see it, now you do. Like it can happen like that. It can happen like that. So they want you to remember that. And so now the question is, what is it that we're getting? This sounds like fun to me. And say your name one more time.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
Are you believing for something? Because they keep saying you have to believe it. You have to believe it to see it. You have to believe it to see it. I almost feel like it's your belief that's going to open up that tin can. So the question is, what are we talking about? I'm sure you still want to know. One moment, honey. And say your name one more time.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
And say it one more time.
Tammy.
I feel like you have like spiritual gifts that are going to come through. Tammy, say your name one more time.
Tammy.
That are going to come through as you believe that it's possible. I feel like there's still a part of you, and this may not even be why you're here. You're just kind of like, oh, anything or whatever. But I feel like there's a part of you that's like, well, who am I? Who am I to like have something beyond what other people can do? And they're saying that's the whole point. Who are you? Who are you? And that's what they want you to take a look at. That they're saying like Christ has risen, meaning that we're all importing different abilities, gifts. I mean, that's just who we are as a group of high consciousness, that we're here to bless life with our wisdom. And I've got energy coursing my entire body when I say this to you. So as you, and say your name one more time.
Tammy.
As you're willing to believe that you've come here on purpose, course driven, to accelerate and advance consciousness, you will give yourself permission to receive gifts. You have spiritual gifts. Like, it's like that package. It's like you have spiritual gifts that I literally see. It almost looks like Alice in Wonderland when things get really weird, almost like you're on drugs or something. Like this hand's coming down to you, and literally, like almost like a serpent, it's coming down to you and it's offering you a spiritual gift. And I've got energy through my entire body confirming this for you. I've got this hand coming down, literally coming over to you, offering it to you. It's really weird. It's almost like shamanic or something. And the way it's going to come to you is by you being willing to stretch what you believe about yourself, what you believe you're capable of. I mean, you've got Valerie who's talking to interdimensional beings of light. Oh, it's just another day, you know? You've got me channeling. You've got Christy that's going to be a portal to another dimension at some point in this incarnation. So of course you should be able to do something, because like equals like. Makes sense? And so the more that, and Janet has like amazing psychic gifts. I mean, like everyone does, is the point. And that's what they want you to see. They want you to kind of look around the group, look around the room, and understand the group you're attending to, and to understand that that must mean that you have like vibration. That must mean that you have the, and I see you've got this beautiful plate on your wall, but when I'm looking at it, I see the moon. I see that moon with kind of like that goddess energy bringing forth information and wealth and of real value. The more that you can conceive of that, believe that, dream that, I mean, it's almost like, it's like I hear Jennifer Lopez. I was talking about her the other day, and ever since I started talking about her, it's like her higher self just hanging out with me. And she's basically like saying, like, look at me, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, wherever she grew up, and who am I to be a superstar? Who am I? You know, but because she believed, why not? That's okay. We did the same thing here. She brought that forth because she was supposed to. She was supposed to. And she's saying the same with you. The same with you. You're still holding on like tooth and nail to almost like not disbelief, but just like the linear. And they're saying it's time to think outside the box. And when I'm looking at you, I'm literally looking at one of these beautiful Facebook pictures where you've got the moon in the background, and it's like the moon goddess and all her abilities. That's you. That's you. So permit yourself to dream big. Permit yourself to expand. Permit yourself to know beyond the logic. I feel like that will help you a lot, actually, if I could give you like a linear hint. Start really relying on that intuition. You know, the kind of like how a mother does, like, you know, something's wrong with your kid. You just know, and there's no one's going to tell you that you're wrong because you just know. Use that part of you all the time. That will help you. That will help convince you that you mean business, that you know what you're doing. Because you
okay.
do.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
I'm excited. And it's a tin can, easy to open.
Okay.
All right. Good to see you too.
Thank you.
Hey, Carmen.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you? I'm great. Thank you. How can we help you today?
Okay. So I have an astrological question.
Okay.
Okay.
I may not know tomorrow, it, but okay. Go for it.
Tomorrow's the Galactic New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So in my natal birth chart, I have a grand fire trine. And currently, right now, there's a transit fire trine conjunct. So I'm wondering what the message, what the meaning of the importance of it is, that it includes six planetary bodies and the galactic center. So it's pretty important.
Okay.
And anything that they could tell me about that, I would be greatly appreciated.
So I am not going to be the person that's going to be able to tell you that.
Okay.
But let me think of who can. Say what it is again. Let me write it down, and I'm going to see if I can find someone that can help you. What is it that's in your chart starting tomorrow?
A transit trine conjunct a natal trine.
It does sound cool, actually. I know enough about it to just get myself in trouble. So I don't want to take a chance and tell you what I think and tell you something incorrectly. So let me find someone maybe that can help you. So I will get back with you regarding that. Make sure I have your email, a way to contact you. Okay, so we will put that on the side. And while you're here, I will simply see what I can share with you. And then I'll see what I can do to help you regarding your question as well. One moment,
okay,
please.
Great. Thank mm-hmm. you.
And say your first name.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
One moment, please. Okay. And let's do that one more time and say your first name again.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
So one message is don't back down. Don't back down. It reminds me a little bit of Christy's message, to be honest. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Ride it for all it's worth is the message. I don't know what it is, what situation's coming up, but there's going to be a situation where you're going to have to kind of not invest in yourself, but trust in yourself. In other words, if you trust in yourself, you're good to go. It's almost like taking a chance on you, and you're going to have an opportunity to kind of play it safe, or you're going to have an opportunity to try like Lady Luck. And Lady Luck has to do with relying on your abilities, your skills, your aptitude, your grace, your intuitive awareness, your spiritual support. So when they're saying all this, they're reminding you of all the good stuff you have going for you. So basically, you're an ace in the hole. The only thing, energetically speaking, astrologically speaking, you're an ace in the hole. The only thing that's missing, if there would be one factor that isn't making the cards perfect, is your own self-judgment. Your own self, not judgment as much as self-questioning, maybe. You question yourself sometimes, and you don't need to. And I literally see you, you know, like a grandmother would gently like slap a little kid's hand, and they'd be like, stop that, like putting your hand in the cookie jar, and like, stop that. So spirit's like gently slapping your hand, not seriously, but just reminding you that you don't need to question yourself. You don't need to doubt yourself. You've got what you need. You've got what it takes. The only thing that doesn't look favorable, if there's anything, is the questioning, is the self-questioning. Because what it does is it dilutes the potency of your arrival. It dilutes the potency of your power. So this is about permitting yourself to know. This is about permitting yourself to be strong. This is about permitting yourself to not even dream, think, speak the word lack. Understand? There is no lack in your world. There is no lack in your experience. Because as you attune to abundance, as you attune to a power, as you attune to spiritual support, well, so therefore it shall arrive. So therefore it shall arrive. You're very powerful. So as you attune to lack and self-questioning, what you send out to the universe is what you're going to receive. Now, I do feel like you're going to be spiritually covered one way or the other, but I do feel like that questioning kind of prolongs the inevitable yes, prolongs the inevitable success. So why not just aim for success now? I do feel like you have a grandmotherly type and spirit that is supporting you right now and is counseling you and is just guiding you home. It just feels very grandmotherly. So it could be a grandmother, it could be like an aunt that just loved you that would kind of play that role. But she's definitely female. She's definitely on your side, supporting you, helping you. So you got like a little extra help and guidance right now along the way as well. It's really good. Trust in you. Believe in you. Believe in you. It's sort of like if Hollywood gave you a movie deal offer, it's because they believe in you. And the only thing that would turn it sour is you wondering if you're up for playing that role. And Spirit's saying, yes, absolutely, you're up for it.
Okay, so you're saying something's coming up, and I should, so ride it for what it's worth. Just say yes.
Lady luck. I see 777. You've got lady luck.
Okay, that's good news.
That is very good news. You've got lady luck. You know, it's interesting. It makes me wonder if it has anything to do with that trine thing that you asked about. Because I'm looking at lady luck for you right now.
Okay,
really
thank
good.
You so much.
Trust yourself. You're welcome so much. Mitzi raised her hand, but I didn't see it to now. So let me see what she said. Let's see if she's even there. Private. Okay, I don't have to worry about that. Mitzi, let's just do it that way. Are you there? Hi. How can we help you?
I guess a message for my highest good, please.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay, and say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
Don't get overwhelmed by the bigger picture of everything. They're saying just connect the dots. So I'm looking at when I used to play dominoes like 100 million years ago. And so I'm watching myself play dominoes. And when you do that, like the six goes with the six, the five goes with the five. I mean, it's not a hard game. And so when you do that, you don't really have time to think, well, am I going to win? How am I going to win? How many like steps is it going to take to win? You don't think about any of that. All you think about are the tiles in front of you and what's your next move. The tiles in front of you, what's your next move? That is your formula for success. Don't worry about the bigger picture. Your guides understand your circumstances. Your guides understand what you're up against. Your guides understand what your motives are, your objectives. So they've got a plan. Your higher self has a plan. Your job is to execute the plan by following the dots. In other words, just keep doing the next thing that you know to do, and then the next, and the next. Because before you know it, you're gonna look behind and be like, wow, you know, I've really made progress. If you look at like the whole picture of things, you're gonna be challenged and you're gonna stay challenged because you're not provided, it kind of goes to that analogy that like we're always shown our next step, but that's all we're shown. So when you look at it from like a linear standpoint, you're right, you don't know how it all works out. You don't, but you do know your next step. And so by executing your next step well, over and over and over, lo and behold, you arrive at your destination.
Okay.
That would be your message, but they're saying it's an important one because it'll change It'll help you from getting overwhelmed. It'll help you from worrying about the bigger picture of things, because that's where a master comes in understanding that it's like a faith march, in that spirit's got you covered. You just have to walk it out. And you walk it out by trusting each step as you go along. And it's a process that you're learning to master.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I think that takes care of everybody. Christy, it is so much fun seeing your cute smiley face. Indeed, it is a joyous opportunity for us to converse with all. You are each earning high marks in ways beyond your capacity for understanding. In other words, sometimes you are making efforts. It is creating an energetic reservoir for change. But remember, just a few more drops and then shifts occur. So do not prejudge days where it feels that not much is happening on the linear plane. In fact, you are rehearsing false dramas not, but creating new realities. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.